percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
I can't help it. He does such a great job, this Mark. And taking a shot at the Wendy's Coffee House intro. Thank you, Mark. Hi there. Hope you're having a good night. What a way to celebrate the weekend. I mean, 80 yesterday where I was. Hopefully it was nice where you were too. Did you see a UFO? Did you see anything fun? A lot of people, apparently, in Colorado, they've got Winter Park. Of course, the guy who's announcing it's wearing his nice tinfoil hat. It's a lovely look. There was a black dot on the screen, and they think that might be a UFO. This is the problem with UFO pictures. Black dots do not translate well. It's very difficult to say. However, there's a cooler dot. It's a white dot. This is a tornado in Louisiana. The NASA facility where this tornado is, there's a UFO moving around. And if you watch the video on this, they were trying to get the UFO. The tornado. They were subliminally going after the UFO. Anyway, you see this white dot come in, and it stays right there. So if it isn't a laser thing, you know, doing with the fun stuff, they say it's legit. And if you want to use the footage, you're going to have to pay them. But you can look at it. I'm going to put a link, and then we're good with that. But really, it's that one's worth taking a look at, because in all that wind and everything, there's this little, looks to be a little object that could actually be a UFO. We're skipping around. James Cameron, did you see this show? They've got that the new show on Finding Atlantis, possibly. Maybe. Atlantis Rising documentary. I think Nat Geo is where I saw it. Anyway, they think that they found the entrance because they found a couple of old anchors, Bronze Age anchors, 3,500 to 4,000 years old. And possibly this could be. Now, that doesn't mean it's from Atlantis, but ballpark in terms of timing. They think there's a good chance it could at least, you know, say something important, an old city was there. The other thing going on in terms of UFO stuff, there have been some more sightings, but the most interesting stuff is actually the sky. Did you see the comet? I was so excited to go see the comet. It was cloudy, and if you had binoculars, you couldn't see it. It was at least not. Like, man, you know, but the moon, okay, the moon was good. That was great. It was even better than the supermoon. Photos just don't do it justice. Okay, so the real stuff out there. And then the International Space Station, they took this incredible picture of it's a blue lightning. They say it's very rare. It's instantaneous, but they got this fabulous picture of blue lightning. So, again, all these posts are going to be on Wendy's Coffee House. You can check it out if you miss it. Got a guest coming up dealing with UFOs and Sasquatch. ETs and Sasquatch. And there are several stories that can link the two. Not only that, Kiwani Lapsaritis and his wife Kelly have had experiences up close and personal with Sasquatch. Okay, so that they're coming up in a few minutes or so. But Milky Media, that's what we're supposed to be gradually working our way into. NASA predicts the Milky Way is going to collide and merge with the Andromeda Galaxy. Now, unfortunately, it's going to be like a billion or so years from now, but it's coming. Something to look forward to. What state we'll be in? Well, I don't know. Not Texas. Grammy stuff going on right now. I would like to nominate, not that I can, but this is the earworm you will not be able to get out of your head once you hear it.
You should know that a man with the power of nature can bring you to the end of your life.
This is like the number one yodeler in Japan, Takeo Ishii. Chicken Attack. This is the earworm. Oh, it's okay. I can't play the whole thing here. Maybe I can. We'll chat with him. This is one of those things, the weird, the odd, the unusual, the really totally cool without trying to. They're already up to like 3 million. This is one of those little viral things that kind of, you know, usually gets lost in the shuffle. They're just having a good time. They're having fun. They approached him. They already do parody videos, the group that did this little video. And when you hear this, I mean, I remember listening to Slim Whitman, and who else was a yodeler? John Denver. And listening to them yodel, and it's no big deal. But when you hear this guy do it, and then you see the video, Chicken Attack, you're going to, all of a sudden, chickens become really super cool. Of course, the year of the chicken might have something to do with that. But you see the chicken turn into a ninja chicken. And that's why the Chicken Attack. And the deal with the yodeler, he's a very, very super fantastic popular guy in Germany because he yodels about chickens. So that's how he got tapped for this particular song, and maybe next year, Grammy, okay? So some of this stuff is just really fun. In the meantime, I've got one little last, we did the Winter Park UFO. The last little thing is about the little guy. When you see his picture, he looks like nothing but a ball of clay. And he was not too happy about it because he's a hedgehog who had a run-in with a dog. Big golden retriever. You know, they like everything, except this hedgehog didn't get the golden retriever I love you treatment. He's rolled into a little clay ball, and they had to unclay him. And so, of course, he wasn't happy about any of that. Finally, when he gets the before and after, he looks lovely. He's a lovely little hedgehog, so it all turns out for good. I do want to say I haven't seen the Batman movie review that doesn't say it's a fabulous story. It's a fabulous Batman. The reviews are in. The story's good. So that little Lego story you might have heard with the news bit earlier about Legos, hey, girls will play with these Legos, all right? Batman, cool Lego movie. Up next, we're going to be talking Sasquatch and the psychic connection. Fascinating. It's really, I hadn't heard this about UFOs and Sasquatch, and even a couple of the other book people I'm interviewing have sightings of Sasquatch and E.T. together. So we're going to talk with my guests next. Stick around. It's Wendy's Coffee House.
FM 103.7 and AM 710. Stimulating talk. KCMO.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Explore how to gain spiritual freedom from issues associated with time and age. Time is not a factor in your life. It's not about how to get the most out of a limited 24-hour day, but how to gain dominion over time altogether by living in the timeless, stress-less spiritual now. Join David Holy for Time is Not a Factor in Your Life on Sunday, February 26th at the Johnson County Central Resource Library in Overland Park. The talk begins at 2 p.m. Child care will be provided. For more information, visit ChristianScienceKC.com.
FM 103.7 and AM 710. Stimulating talk. KCMO.
Okay. My guests, two of them, we're going to be talking about the Sasquatch people. And this is something that maybe you haven't heard before, but the rest of that title, their interdimensional connection. All right. So if you haven't seen a Sasquatch, there might be a reason for it because they may not want to be seen by you. And so my guests, both of them, have had experiences with Sasquatch. Kiwani Lapsaritis, how many years has it been that you've been following and studying Sasquatch?
It's been 61 years now.
Okay. So that might make you just a tad of an expert. What I want to know is when this first happened, what did you experience? What was the thing that let you know that this is real?
Well, as a social scientist coming from a Darwinian perspective back then, I was rather shocked, not fearful or upset or anything, but just a little stunned when both the Sasquatch and an ET telepathically spoke to me. And it was so strange at the time that I decided I'd never tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and as time went on, they told me I'm supposed to share this information. So I've been doing that in my two books, The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection, and The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection.
Okay, now your wife is also with you as well. Kelly, she's also on the line. I didn't want to leave her out, but you guys...
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Now, you've had experiences with this as well.
Yes, I have. I don't have a research background, but I began going through a spiritual awakening in 2012, and they came to me, and so I was trying to sort things out and put things into perspective and understand what my experiences were when I met a mutual friend that was interested in the Sasquatch and recommended his books to me. And so that's how we met. That's how I found that truth. And since I did, my experiences really began after that.
Okay, now back to Kiwani with this. When you realize that the ET and the Sasquatch are speaking to you, this is telepathic, how are they appearing?
Well, at that time, I just felt this overwhelming presence of this Sasquatch man, and but I didn't see him. And then just he kept repeating. Every time I thought about something or wonder why that's happening, he would answer. And it kind of unnerved me a bit. I was just like, what kind of thing? And even though he repeated, but I just didn't catch on at first. I've never experienced telepathy before. So all of a sudden, this more sophisticated voice came through and said, I am a star person, and I too have been watching you for many years now, longer than you know or understand. And then I thought, I wonder where he is. And I'm looking around in the sky and all over the field and at the edge of the woods there in Wisconsin. And he said, I'm right now, I'm a UFO, as you people call it, and I'm in another dimension. And that's why you can't see me.
See,
so
this
was my first experiences, and I thought, well, that's the end of it, you know. People have one rare experience, if they're even lucky. But now I've had well over 1,000 since September of 1979 when the communication first began. And also, right now, I've documented 397 percipients that have also have telepathic communication with the psychic Sasquatch. Three of them were physicians, one was an attorney, three were scientists, and two were college professors. And then people from all walks of life that had these kinds of experiences. And I found that a very small percentage of them, that it's ongoing, and those that do experience it ongoing with the Sasquatch people also eventually experience friendly ETs.
See, that's what's so mind-boggling, because most people in these kinds of circles, when you're going to the events and you're reading about things, the combination of the Sasquatch, Bigfoot, ET, is that's still a novelty.
Well, I was in and out of denial for 2 years. I was in and out of denial for 2 years because of my scientific background. I mean, I have 4 degrees, and I taught briefly anthropology at a New England college back in the early 70s, and that's my background. And so I struggled with it, and of course came to realize that it's a part of quantum physics, and that it's just that so many people are behind times, and just like I was, people hold on to their theories and want to believe that that's true in spite of other people's research. But I don't really have time to argue with anyone in that sense because I'm too busy doing projects and interacting with the Sasquatch people and occasionally with the friendly ETs that work with them. And Kelly actually has said since we've been together, and we've been more experiences, more communication than I have.
Okay, and I do want to basically affirm this. Nick Redfern, who writes on all sorts of Fortean subjects, he's got a book out, the latest one, because he's prolific, 365 Days of UFOs. In that book, he has at least three or four accounts that include an ET sighting along with a Sasquatch. So I was like, all this stuff coming out at the same time, this is pretty fascinating. And it's kind of a huge shift from people saying that the Sasquatch is real, running around, you know, like a big hairy ape, which is, I think, that's one of the groups in Texas that they want the great ape group, and they want it to be real. They want to get a foot or something, you know, that says, okay, we've got a body part that says it's real. And this doesn't sound like anything that it's going to endear us to any Sasquatches in the near future.
Well, this kind of mentality drives the Sasquatch people away, and they don't want to communicate with them because they want to murder them, these researchers. And they're really hunters, you know, I mean, more than researchers per se. But it's a shame that they don't get it. And that's part of my job, my spiritual purpose here, is to demonstrate them, to let people know. I'm not trying to prove anything, but I'm sharing information. William James said it takes only one white crow to prove that all crows are not black.
Yeah.
Well, analogously speaking, I have 397 white crows, you know, recipients that have had these experiences. How many more white crows do I need to prove that this is a real phenomena?
Well, in your book, you include people's stories in your book. You've got one, Mary Rao, the picture in your book from Mary, that she had witnessed the same thing, that had a Sasquatch speak to her telepathically and seen spaceships in the same area where they've been sighted.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the times, I think only the second time that I ever spoke to her on the phone before we got to know each other, she was down in California and I was up just out in a cabin in the foothills just outside of Seattle. And we were talking, and she had a bout of arthritis, and the two Sasquatch appeared beside my desk and said, you know, we will go and heal her if she gives permission. And I said, okay. And so I asked her, I said, they're here, and they said that they would come and heal you. And she said, oh, yeah, that's okay, they can come. Real casual life, and then we started talking again. And about 20 seconds went by, something like that, and she starts saying, oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, my God. And I said, well, what is going on? And she said, well, my whole body's vibrating, almost like a vibrator. And I said, oh, they're giving you the healing. She said, really? She says, I didn't realize that. She said, I thought maybe they'd come sometime next week. Really, you know? And because it was so startling, you know, kind of thing. But they, you know, reach out to people. They're very kind. But you know, there's a lot of kind people. But you don't want to go and try to harm them in any way, because many of them will protect themselves, and that's what the Sasquatch are doing. And when they need to, and they drive people away by growling and knocking down trees and, you know, throwing a few stones.
Okay.
And when they could easily kill a person. But again, that isn't what they want to do. If they have their family there and the people have a very low vibrational frequency that is negative thinking, they will, if it's by a lake at night or the people are around a fire or they're drinking and whatever the case may be, they will drive them out of there many times, but they don't end up hurting people.
Okay, so you've had experiences with them. What is their community like? What is this? What is it like from their perspective in terms of how they view us?
Well, they view us as being childlike and very immature, that they feel that we're emotionally and spiritually immature, and that's why they, one of the reasons they're coming out and speaking to more and more people, and they told me this about 8 years ago, that they're going to be doing this, and so people will listen. It's not, people get hung up in the phenomena, where it's the message behind the phenomena. It's what they're trying to convey to us, but the people either get scared of them, or either by their looks or by the telepathy, and they're not listening. The people's egos take over. They want to get pictures or quickly get my gun to get the proof. That kind of mentality, and that's very primitive. They consider our science very primitive, that we need to kill things in order to understand that they're real. They think that's bizarre, and there's plenty of proof of their existence, and has been, right along. So they don't need that. But who is approaching them in a friendly manner? I was one of those people, and they, you know, they've been very kind. They've been with us. They've interacted. They've done healings on me. They've helped me when I was working to heal others. They're just phenomenal people. But if you're after them with a gun, if somebody wants to shoot you or harm you in some way, why would you want to have anything to do with them? So that's why these people don't have experiences, or they're very brief, you know, wood knockings or something, and that's about it, where they could be really communicating, and they really want to help the planet. The planet's dying right now, and we're the main cause of all of this. It's horrendous what's happening, and the marine animals are dying in the Pacific here, and because of Fukushima, and they're just, they said everything is polluted. The Sasquatch said this. Everything is polluted. You must be careful what you eat and everything. It's that bad, what you're drinking.
Okay, just real quick, I want to interrupt. We're talking, if you're listening right now, we're talking, the book is The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection. The Psychic Sasquatch is another one. I can't say that very fast, or I'm going to have a train wreck. Okay, the other thing, real quick, Kiwani Lapsaritis is the author, along with his wife, Kelly. And you guys have a child. Is he six?
He's 6 years old, yeah.
Okay, and he has seen. Okay, because we're going to have to take a quick break, but I want to come back and give Kelly a chance, because you said she's had even more contact. Give her a chance to share her stories. And there was something that you guys told me a while back about your little boy seeing Sasquatch, too, and I think that was fascinating, and the interchange, the interaction between the two. So This is just a different aspect that we don't hear, and they don't like to be called Bigfoot, because that's really disrespectful. It's not. That's, you know, so just FYI, if you're listening, don't do that. And in the meantime, though, just stick around, because this gets even more interesting when you understand how to see and how to connect, and what you might be able to do if you're ever in an area where there are known sightings, to maybe pay attention, because somebody might be trying to talk to you. And that's when it gets really interesting. So stick around, more with our Sasquatch people experts here on Wendy's Coffee House Talk Radio, KCMO.
Target Time Defense in Blue Springs is the choice for training, indoor range shooting, and firearms. Say hello to TJ Nigro at the range, or listen to Target Time KC Gun Talk Saturday at noon on KCMO.
My name's Jared Carter, and along with Mike Ferguson, I do a show every afternoon from 4 to 6 right here on KCMO. Here is a sample of what you'll hear.
The Trump administration ready to spend a lot of money. The fact that KCI was so high up there on that list kind of surprised me a little bit. Joining us right now, Kansas City Star's Dave Hilling. Is there a strategic move to this, or is KCI that much of a priority nationwide?
I'm really skeptical about all this infrastructure stuff. It certainly isn't as important in Congress as repealing Obamacare or tax reform or immigration reform.
Mike and Jared on your drive home.
FM 1037 and AM 710. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
America is art. We the people. We're the government. Shame on you.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens.
Kansas City.
CBS News Special Report. The music world is celebrating its best at tonight's Grammy Awards. CBS's Steve Futterman is following all the action and joins us live.
And Pam, the biggest winner so far at this year's Grammy Awards show?
The Grammy goes to Black star, David Bowie.
The late David Bowie, he has captured four Grammys, one during the primetime CBS show and three during the pre-telecast ceremony. Among other winners so far during the primetime show, Chance the Rapper. He was named Best New Artist. Best Country Solo Performance went to Maren Morris. She has a great Grammy story. She went to the first ever Grammy camp. Now she's a Grammy winner. The top awards, of course, will come at the very end. Record, Song, and Album of the Year. Adele and Beyonce are the favorites to win all three. Pam?
And special tributes are planned for the late music superstars George Michael and Prince. CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.
KCTV StormTrack 5 forecast. The accurate forecast you've come to trust.
A little bit more clearing as we continue through the rest of the afternoon and the evening. Temperatures are really going to start to fall once the sun goes down. During the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. That's what we'll wake up to early Sunday morning as we start the work week, with low temperatures in the 20s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Crestwise is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Listen to this.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk is on FM 103.7 and AM 710.
We listen all day.
I like being informed.
Now what we say really makes a difference.
Kansas City's KCMO.
What is the explanation? Who knows?
If you haven't heard about this before, check it out. Sasquatch people and their interdimensional connection. That's the book by Kiwani Lapsaritis. And Kelly is also with him, his wife. I want to just give you a little bit more background here because we've been kind of skimming over this. 1979, he was telepathically contacted by Sasquatch and an ET at the same time. And that was pretty much blew his mind, okay? He's, according to the bio, he became psychic pretty much overnight. And then that shifted him in a whole different direction. In the meantime, though, 60 years of doing this, he's traveled all over the world. England, East Africa, Japan, Australia, the Himalayas. He was investigating Yeti, and there are different names for Sasquatch, Bigfoot, all over the world. But there are sightings, and the indigenous cultures have in their history. You know, this isn't new to them. This is like, well, yeah, this is who they are, and the star people for the ETs. So this is another, I think, aspect of our own history in a way that's just basically under the radar because it's too far out and too frightening for some people to even contemplate that this might be happening right under our noses. And if we're ever going to figure it out, it might be helpful to develop a psychic ability. So now, up to date, thank you guys for talking with me tonight. Okay, I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for having us.
And Kelly, this is what you, once you 2012? That's when you started?
Yes.
Okay, and it just kind of just continued to snowball.
Yes, yeah. It was actually in December 2012 that it really all began for me. I mean, in the months leading up to it, I realized that I, you know, consciously was going through an awakening and thinking of things that I hadn't really thought about and, you know, connecting all the dots to life kind of thing. But then one evening in November 2012, actually, I had an experience with an ET, a UFO over my house, and then an ET and a Sasquatch beside me. And so, you know, it was a lot kind of like Kiwoni's experience, I suppose, that it was really shocking for me. But I understood what was happening, but at the same time, I couldn't move. I was frozen to my bed, even though I was wide awake, and there were physical signs around me, like the house shook and the picture fell onto the floor. So that was enough evidence for me to say, okay, this really did happen, you know, because it affected something else in my home.
Yeah. Did you have pets or anything else?
I don't think the pet was in the room. They didn't respond or anything. But my ex-husband at the time was in the living room this was happening in the bedroom to me. And after the incident, which I don't know, maybe it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I don't even really know. It's like time stood still then.
Yeah.
Once I was finally able to get up and kind of investigate things, he said that he had heard loud helicopters go over the house, but that's all that he had heard.
Wow.
But I had seen, you know, the lights, and like I said, it shook the whole house and shook things off of the television and the bedroom, so I knew it wasn't, you know, just my imagination.
That helicopter thing is a clue, too. That's one of those little anomalies that when these experiences happen, and there's a lot of paranormal activity associated with it, basically, that's one of the keys. That's important.
I've heard that too. After the fact, so that was kind of a relief for me, and just another indication that okay, that really did happen.
Okay, so from what did they tell you?
Well, they were actually working on me. They were giving me a healing, but I didn't realize what they were doing at the time because I was kind of frightened, but at the same time they were calming me. The ET, the star person, looked like a human, although I could tell that he wasn't completely human, and, you know, obviously I knew he was somebody from this ship that was above my house. But as far as his face and his facial features, he looked just like a regular person, and I just think that helped me to, you know, calm and relax. But the Sasquatch woman that was in the room, she didn't say anything to me. She was just there kind of sending me love and comfort, and she had this aura about her of like a grandmother, you know, and kind of holding my hand and like, there, it's okay. And so it really relaxed me. And at the same time, the star person, his name was Jai, and he said, he told me the same thing, that, you know, this is okay, this is something that you have been expecting, and that, you know, part of your mission here, and, you know, this is for your highest good. And I felt a sensation in my abdomen, and I could tell that they were inserting something into my cervix. And so made me, you know, really nervous. At the same time, I couldn't move. But at the same time, I felt comforted by their words and also just their vibrations, their aura. I could tell that they weren't, you know, malevolent. I could tell that they had my best interest in mind. And so I just went with it and I said, oh, okay, you know, it is what it is. I can't move anyway. It really probably only lasted maybe a few seconds. It's hard for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it had quite an impact on me anyhow.
Okay, so from that, you've had this. Did they tell you, or did you just somehow know what you were supposed to do?
I just knew. I had, like I said, I had began already having a different line of thinking. I knew that they were real. I knew I was connected to them somehow. And I felt that I was destined to growth on my relationship with them. So when they came to visit me, I wasn't all that surprised, but at the same time, I was surprised. So, I didn't know what to expect. But a year later, it took them a whole year to tell me, but it was the anniversary of that date, because I hold anniversaries close to my heart, and that it was really a life-changing event for me. So a year from that date, they told me that they had healed me of cervical cancer at that time.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it was just, I just felt so blessed.
I want to skip ahead because this is a story that I heard with your little boy. The bath time story, I think, was just phenomenal.
The bath time,
Yes. There was a couple times, actually. But this is actually, it was his first full sentence at that, so it was really surprising. But he was in the bathtub by himself, and I went into the bathroom to check on him. And he's laying there, and he looks at me. He goes, "Mommy," he said, "Bigfoot was just in here, and he scared me." And but he was, you know, laughing and smiling about it, so I could tell that he didn't mean scared. It was more like startled, you know. But that was just remarkable to me because, you know, we had never, I mean, he hears us talk about Sasquatch and things like that. And, but we also call him Sasquatch. So for him to choose that word to say Bigfoot, you know, I knew that he was really experienced something. And then he pointed him out to me and said, "Oh, really?" I said, "You know, Bigfoot was here?" And he goes, "Yeah, he's right there." And he points to the corner of the bathroom, and, you know, psychically I could see through the figure, and I was like, "Oh, hello." So that was a new guide that came to us named Tamarack, and he's still with us and showing up every now and then.
It's a living apparition where you could see through them, yet you can see every wrinkle on their face, the pupils of their eyes when they move and so forth. But yet, they're in another dimension. They told me back in 1985 that they have access to 8 different dimensions.
Why do they come here?
Why what?
In this dimension, if we're really messing things up, is this? They have choices. Why? What are they trying to do here?
Well, there's a lot of things that they haven't told me, and they don't tell people, but. You know, they work with Earth energy, with the ley lines, to keep the planet in balance. And they do other things that I don't really know, but they certainly have families here, and they also do mining work and help out the friendly ETs that, you know, mine certain minerals and stuff in the planet. And they just help each other.
So they know about each other and are both engaged in mutual activities. Then what? Something which is still mind-boggling.
Yes, because they're the ones that brought them here. They're the ones that they said they were seated here by their friends, the Star People, long before the humans were seated here on the Earth.
Okay.
When they said that, I was a little startled. You know, I was became aware of Zachariah Sitchin's work with, you know, the 12th planet and all his theories and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But so that, you know, it was hard for me to grasp at first in the sense that I still believe them, but I thought, what? Why? And it took a while, but now I believe that that's the true part of the true history, and that's what they've been talking about. If people go to our website, www.psychicsasquatch.com and sasquatchpeople.com, we have some of the chapters, the 50 chapters of the Sasquatch Message to Humanity by Sunbow. We published it and contributed to it and helping the Sasquatch people get out this message, and we're now working on book 2 that will be released in over the next month or two.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. You have to take a break. Okay, we're going to come back and hear about that. And basically, you know, what if somebody is interested in connecting and how they might be able to hear this or make themselves open to it, if you have any suggestions. So hang on a second. We're going to, again, my guest talking about the Sasquatch People, the book that I have is their interdimensional connection, which is fascinating. It includes several stories. It's more information than you can probably digest in just a few hours or so, but it's definitely worth a read. So take a couple minutes to take a break. We're going to come back with my guests, Kelly and Kiwani Lapsaritis on KCMO.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Target Time Defense in Blue Springs is the choice for training, indoor range shooting, and firearms. Say hello to TJ Nigro at the range or listen to Target Time KC Gun Talk Saturday at noon on KCMO.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hi, I'm Mike Ferguson. I do a show here on KCMO Talk Radio from 4 to 6 p.m. with Jared Carter. Here's a little bit of what you're going to hear when we're on the air.
We've been talking about the lawmakers racing against time to make Missouri IDs compliant with federal law. Joining us right now, Ryan Silvey, senator from Kansas City. You're trying to work out a compromise on this.
Yeah, basically what it would do is just allow you as an individual to decide when you go get your driver's license at the department whether you want one that complies with the federal law or you don't.
Mike and Jared on your drive home.
We should fat shame people. Wait till you hear who said that, and he said it's really for our own good. And wait till you hear what he says should happen to fat nurses. Coming up Monday on the Greg Knapp Experience.
I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones.
KCMO Talk Radio. Hi there. And Wendy, this is Wendy's Coffee House. My guest talking about Psychic Sasquatch. I mean, these stories are fantastic because you're going to listen and learn and hear all sorts of things from multiple dimensions, from different elements, extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, transdimensionals, one way or the other. It's definitely food for thought. And in the book, they talk about the portals and time shifting, future time. If you've ever had an experience, and yes, I have, it just shifts your whole worldview, and you realize that there's so much more going on here, and some of it's so fascinating and so fantastic, you can't even articulate it. So that's why I find that you know, talking about this is definitely mind-blowing. It's having an experience is beyond that. So I'm so glad you guys are talking and sharing, because I know that's, you know, you get a lot of flack from people who are going, it's bogus, but that's fine. That's an opinion. when you've walked through one of these experiences, is all of a sudden you're just saying, okay, more. Let's see what happens next. And that's why I wanted to say, when people are experiencing this, or they've had, and what you talk about, Kiwani, there are several places in the United States that there are known Sasquatch encounters. These are areas that you could possibly have an experience. What do you suggest if somebody's accidentally or planning to be in that area?
Well, it's in terms of, you know, my field research that I really don't have to anymore because they interact with us all the time. But for somebody else, I would say learn to meditate properly and learn how to telepath and learn how to let go of all negativity and all fear. And to telepath and make a connection. They want the people to do this, but those that don't, then they have weeded themselves out. And that's really where it's at. You know, the angrier they get, the more frustrated they get, it's the more they're pushing them away, the forest people away. They're very different, and they look for people with a higher vibrational frequency. those who have compassion, empathy, who reach out to help others, that think in terms of others rather than of themselves. So that raises one's vibrational frequency, because you end up walking in unconditional love and thinking more loving thoughts towards people rather than negative thoughts or evil thoughts, the way criminals perhaps think. That's, they have low vibrations. You know, this is how they explained it, and they seem to be able to find people easily with a high vibration frequency. No matter where I move, no matter where I go, they're waiting for me, because they're following. You know, they follow me to my next destination, and they're, in fact, they suggested that we come to where we're at now, and that's, it helps things to work out or to get out their message. And it's important, because they're saying, you know, stop the violence, live in a peaceful world. And it's just not that easy. You can't put on the brakes to change, and they know that. But they've got to start someplace with at least people who care about the planet and, you know, want to see the planet heal.
In the book, The Sasquatch Message to Humanity, this is the one by Sunbow, it talks about the Star Council and basically organizations that are outside of our awareness in the galaxy. And what do you think about that?
Well, that's in alignment with everything that they've explained to us and, you know, all of the beings that we know as well. You know, basically it's they were seeded here by the star elders here on the planet, and then there was a long evolution of different beings here on the planet, even before them, you know, but immediately before us was the mammal people, who are the Sasquatch people, and so they were the caretakers of the Earth, you know, until humans came along, and I mean, they're still the caretakers of the Earth, but we are as well, and we're not doing our job, so they're trying to remind us and show us how we can heal ourselves and heal our planet and, you know, spiritually evolve, because that's the purpose of everything, is our spiritual evolution and, you know, being one together with our creators.
I mean, a lot of this may sound science fiction or airy fairy, but it's not. These things, these people have never lied to us. They haven't lied to me in 38 years, and they've been very helpful. When I had a brain tumor in 2012, they dissolved it and helped with that, with many other things. And they're just an evolved people, and they just want a better world for us. And there's just, you know, wars and killings and destruction of the planet by, you know, corporate giants that don't understand what they're doing and how they're affecting the entire planet into another coffin nail, basically, because we're ending up being on the top of the endangered species list at this point.
When you're getting this kind of information, you know, as an individual, you have no political ties. You have no corporate, head honcho behind you. How do you change the world when things look like they're going on a pretty negative trajectory?
You don't change the world. You change yourself. And then the world around you changes.
Then you project yourselves on a different level that affects people. But one must work on themselves first. And through daily meditation is one way. And letting go and being aware of negativity and being aware of letting go of that, especially if people were wounded emotionally in the past. And it's hard sometimes to let go of all that. I'm not immune to it. Nobody is. It's hard for some people. But if we work at it and try to be a better person today than I was yesterday, kind of thing.
Now, you've got another book coming out. What's this book going to be focused on?
It's additional messages from Camus. The first book was 50 short chapters, you know, of general message and the history of our Earth and everything like that. But this second book is continued messages from Kumu and some star elders. But there's 12 chapters, but they are much longer, and they go, they're very scientific, really, covering a lot of different quantum physics-type subjects about interdimensionality, because the Sasquatch say that that's the most important thing for us to understand at this time so that we can take the next evolutionary step forward, is to understand our own dimensional nature. And so the second book really covers a lot of that so that we can have a deeper understanding of the way everything works.
And so the title is still the same, that the Sasquatch to Humanity, book two.
Okay. And then that's available on your website, the first one. You've got parts of that that people can read.
Yes, and the second one's also available on our website. We're just putting things together now to put it into a book also, because we'll be including a lot of photos in the second book as well. But both parts, part one and part two, are all available to read on our website.
Okay, so when you see a Sasquatch, you can see this physically, or is this psychically?
Well, both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, physical encounters are more rare, or usually people would just get a glimpse of one, or it wouldn't be something that, you know, lasts a long time in the physical. So for most of the part, when people are telepathing with them or have a spiritual relationship with them, they're interdimensional, and sometimes you can't see them at all. You can just perceive them in your mind, or sometimes they're partly physical. They kind of look like a hologram, in a sense.
Excellent.
Yes, I've seen them 9 times in the physical, and a few hundred times where I could see through them or see their energy, their whole silhouette standing there, and of course, you feel their energy. It's very overpowering.
We're going to have to go. But see, we just touched this is like the tip of the iceberg on this. So if you're listening, I'm going to put the links, wendyscoffeehouse.com. But you can also check out both of their websites. The Psychic Sasquatch is one. And then the other one is the Sasquatch or SasquatchPeople.com. So either of those websites. And I really appreciate your time, Kiwani and Kelly Lapsaritis. And you guys, you also...
Do I have time for a short quote?
Go, yes.
Well, a Zen monk, I want to cap this by saying a Zen monk once said, and I quote, "All life in nature has a spiritual dimension and is sacred. When we honor other creatures as we do ourselves, we all evolve another step," end quote.
Excellent, excellent. So that's what we're doing. We're working our way up the ladder.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll get a response from them, either the psychic Sasquatch folks or the ETs. And you can, I mean, that's one of those things. You can just test your own reality if you're thinking the best thoughts and kind of allowing yourself not to be frightened, then something may reach out and touch you. Just don't jump too high, okay? Hey, guys, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for talking with me.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, follow up, and we'll see if we can get them to come back, just because some of this stuff is so fascinating. There's too much information here for me to really get into it a whole lot deeper, but you've got the introduction. You've got the basics. You can follow it up yourself. In the meantime, keep your eyes on the skies. Lots of stuff happening, and, you know, get a better picture than the little black dot. That's what I got. I got that same thing, the little black dot, only it was white. It's just on the camera. This is just annoying, all right? Have a wonderful night. Check out Wendy's Coffee House. I'll put the links from the show on there. And remember that earworm song. Oh, well, I can't do it. I can't yodel. But I really appreciate that.